Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Off the ball.
Rugby.
Oh, I would rather go out in the sword than get to that point. But, you know, as I said, when Finlay and the sub front row were on the field, they had the right idea of at least hitting down.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football on Off the Ball.
With William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
Well, Graham, we've just seen Liverpool beat West Ham 2-0. Took a while to get going. Isak gets his first Premier League goal, and then Cody Gakpo wraps it up in injury time. But that was a much needed win. Did you see anything today that suggested a few things have been fixed?
I think defensively they were a lot more solid. I think the fact that Szoboszlai plays off the right maybe protected Gomez a little bit. I thought John Gomez came in to the back four and done really, really well. Kerkez, a left back, his on ball defending was really good. Positionally wise, they were really good. They didn't give up many clear cut chances down the middle of the goal, other than maybe Bones' chance near the end, where, like, again, it was ricocheting around and it comes out to him and he tries to bend into the far corner. But other than that, I thought defensively they were a bit better. Still a little bit of vulnerability, which will come with a lack of confidence. I thought Wirtz in the first sort of 60 minutes of the game was the best player on the pitch. Really, really good. Isak's finish, his calmness and execution all in one. Again, there's a lot more work to do, but I wouldn't be overly excited about it, but I can see that they're just trying to be a little bit more pragmatic at times. And they deservedly won the game.
I suppose the real test is when they go behind next, in the next game that they go behind. And it's been a pattern that they have been going behind games and they can't turn it around. So we'll get the answer then. Just
they lose a little bit of their, how they play, they lose a bit of their patience. We're watching the game and there's times I think they can actually keep going forward. Once they broke the lines, they can keep going forward. I think sometimes when they're chasing games, they lose their shape, they lose their fluidity. He starts making changes where the team that nearly starts the game is unrecognisable, the team that finishes the game, because they're chasing it. And they lose any sort of continuity and familiarity. And then all of a sudden, it becomes nearly a desperation kicks in, and then they give up goals on the counter-attack because the shape isn't there, or they're putting Gravenbach back in as centre-back because Konate makes mistakes and he's not a natural defender and doesn't see danger or read it early enough, and nor should he. He's a midfield player. But because they're chasing the game, they feel they have to make all these changes, where I'd like to see, similar to what they were last year, was that when they did go behind, there wasn't a panic. They stuck with the team that was out to do it. They didn't have to do that today against West Ham, but previously I feel like there's a panic sets in when they go a goal down, and then that desperation leads to them being vulnerable in transitions and on counter-attacks.
So, no Mo Salah at all?
No. I mean,
that was the big talking point before the game, and I suppose Liverpool fans will have to get used to no Mo Salah in the team in a few weeks. He goes off to play for Egypt in AFCON. It's on late December. Obviously, he has to go a few weeks beforehand to get prepped for that as well, and he could be out till mid-January. I think the final is the 18th of January. So what did you think of Liverpool without Mo Salah?
The right-hand side looked a lot more solid. Szoboszlai will do the work. He powerful player. He's probably been Liverpool's best performer this year. I think Wirtz came in as the creative one in that advanced 10 position. And again, his touches and his build-up play and his through balls were excellent. I think Isak needs to probably get on the same wavelength with him, and that will come. I think they're thinking, well, we can't carry both these, and at this moment in time, we're going to go with Wirtz in that as the one that maybe defensively mightn't do the work. But they've gone with workman-like midfield, Gakpo off the left, Szoboszlai off the right, McAllister and Gravenberch in midfield, and he looked a lot more solid in that four. And then Wirtz was the one that gave them that creativity in midfield. But again, I don't think he can complain too much about not being in the team. But Liverpool have carried them so far defensively, but he's carried them so much in attack and maybe this is at the stage where he's going to be an impact player, whether he plays certain games, and he's not going to be the number one name on the team sheet all the time. And that's just something you have to get used to. But as long as he feels he's impacting the team when he does come on or when he does play. But yeah, it was a massive change for them. And look, it worked because they go and win 2-0.
It certainly makes the conversation easier for Arne Slot with Mo Salah. Oh, yeah. Whereas if he's walking back into the change room after another loss, Mo Salah's looking at him going, why'd you take me out of the team?
And I think two seasons ago against West Ham, him and Klopp had an argument on the touchline, and it was probably along them lines of what you put me on now for. But again, winning makes them decisions easier, and you can feel justified as a manager into making that decisions, and the players can feel justified in going, well, look, we've played a certain way today that's allowed us to go and get results. They haven't had any draws this season, which is alarming. They've had, I think, 7 wins now and 6 defeats, which means that they've gone from being the champions where they were outstanding last year and only losing 4 games to being bang average. And the stats tell you they're average. They're not scoring enough goals and they're conceding too many. So sometimes you have to go away from home and be pragmatic and know that you have enough firepower in the game that defensively we can be solid, and we know we've enough at the top end of the pitch that off 3 chances we might score 1 and that might win us the game. Today it was 2. I think before that they were going out away from home. Even you mentioned the Chelsea game when we were talking off air, that they get to 1-1 at Chelsea and you're thinking, right, just take that. Chelsea are actually a decent side this year. But then they go and chase the game and end up losing the 2-1. You come out of Stamford Bridge with a draw, you're thinking, okay, we've done okay there.
But same at Palace as well.
Same at Palace as well. And then that keeps the momentum in that. It's not that the momentum in the winning, the momentum in we haven't been beaten.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you think now in terms of the way the rest of the season shapes? It seems that Slot is just, he can't really look too far ahead. He just has to take it game by game because that's just where they are at the moment. But I think most people would feel the league is already gone. So you have to make sure you're back in the Champions League. That's where the money is.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. I think the league is gone for Liverpool. I think they've lost 4 games the whole of last year. 3 of them came after they'd won the league. The only notable game they lost in the league was at home to Forest. This year they've lost 6. Do I see Arsenal losing 6? No. Arsenal's problem last year was draws. The league is a little bit uncontrollable at times. We've seen that in the games yesterday, and how gung-ho some of the teams are and how frantic the league has become, whether, you know, extra long throw-ins, extra set pieces, things being thrown into the box, late goals. The only team that look like they're in control at the moment is Arsenal. And they're really good at controlling the opposition, which is their biggest strength. And then that gives them that confidence in the game to eventually know we'll wear you down. But I think Liverpool have to get back into the Champions League. Will they go far? I thought they had a better chance of probably going further in the Champions League and challenging for that than they did in the league. But after the PSV defeat, I'd be a little bit worried about that because Anfield isn't a fortress that it was the way it was last season.
They have to play Inter and Marseille away, and then they've Carabao, which is almost like the safety game. But right now you wouldn't have that much confidence in those trips to the San Siro or to the Velodrome.
I do think they'll come out. I think Paris Saint-Germain and the way the new format played out last year has probably opened a lot of teams' eyes to going, well, as long as you're in the top 8, as long as you're in with a chance of coming out of the group, qualifying through your place in the league, Champions League format, I think you've a chance to win it. I think last year maybe Liverpool went really strong at the start, finished top of it, and then got Paris Saint-Germain in anyway. So I think it's difficult.
A word on West Ham before we go. Obviously, an emotional day for the club. Former captain and manager Billy Bonds passed away, 79. He was the captain for the FA Cup winning teams in 75 and 80. So there's a lovely tribute to him beforehand. The game goes on, and then we just see one of the most ridiculous red cards from Lucas Paqueta.
We were commenting on it, and we were absolutely flabbergasted at that he kept going. You're like, So not only did his own player, Jared Bowen, come over and try and stop him, the referee pulled Van Dijk in. So for people that haven't seen it, he puts a fake yellow card, hand up to the towards the referee to try and get Szoboszlai booked for a foul that was given to Liverpool. So he's asked them for it to be booked, even though it wasn't. So it was still Liverpool's free. He's asking for that. The referee books him because obviously you can't do that to the referee anymore. He then throws what I call a strop, an absolute strop, the fact that he was booked for that. But he won't let it go and he won't drop it, to the point where even Alisson comes out with goal 30 yards to say, look, just stop. Brazilian to Brazilian, just stop.
Yeah.
You're going to be sent off. He called Van Dijk in, called Bowen in and says, if he keeps going, I'm going to have to send him off. They both try and stop him. And then he gets sent off for constantly just haranguing the referee about the decision. Takes off his gloves and starts clapping everybody around him. And you're looking at the petulance of it.
Yeah.
If a child done that, you'd be like, what are you doing? And and you could even... Nuno afterwards didn't even complain about it. I think the lads were, and it let West Ham down at a time when they were probably getting a little bit of momentum in the game, I thought, Phil, and they were getting crosses into the box. They were putting Liverpool under pressure without getting any joy out of it, but there was a momentum building in the stadium, and like you said about the tribute, that emotion was building into the stadium, and he just took all the air out of it, and it was just such a silly, silly decision. I haven't seen anything like that in a long, long time.
Do you think they'll be all right though, in terms of you wouldn't be worried about them?
No, I wouldn't. No, I think they've added a lot of legs in midfield. Potts coming in, Magassa came in as well. Fernandez in there is a really good player. Bowen off the left. I think they didn't get enough out of Wilson today. I didn't think they utilised them well enough. But they're all young players that have a lot of legs. Defensively, they need help. I think the two fullbacks are decent. But I do think if they're going to sort of drop off and allow teams have the ball, they need to have a little bit more potency when they do break. They never really troubled Liverpool on the counter-attack. So you take away that fear factor from them. But I do think they'd be okay under Nuno. I think they'll... The fears of the relegation might be subsided after Christmas.
Football on Off the Ball
with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.